loads of shit.
I got a shaila for you. I got a question. I want to hear what you have to say about this question.
Yeah.
I want to hear maybe half saying it's okay, half saying it's not okay. Now, I'm sorry, it's again back to the nappies, but this is not a nappy itself. I'm sorry, it's not a mamash nappy. It's a pull-up nappy, right? It's a pull-up nappy in that you don't close the sides. It's just you put it straight onto the baby like this. An older child often has this. And then, after he uses it, after he wets it, then the derech is to tear either side. This is very easy to tear either side. You tear one side,
yeah.
Right? And then you tear another side, and you pull it up, and you pull it off the baby.
No, it's so wet.
Is it going to be mutter after a baby has wet this nappy, right? Is it mutter to rip either side? You rip in both sides. I'm ripping anyway. It's going straight into me. Right? Can you rip both sides? Yeah. And then take it off the baby and put it in the bin on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you've ripped the entire pull-up. Is it mutter to rip the entire pull-up on Shabbos?
Is there any other
way
of doing it?
Yes. Well, you're doing kareya. You're actually doing kareya. You're tearing the nappy. You've just torn the nappy. You've torn the nappy in half. Is it mutter or is it asa?
So when it just tears by itself.
Is it mutter?
Why?
Is it called derech kilkel? Very good. It's ready mekulkel. Mekulkel ba'imet. Therefore, it's posher. I just wanted to make sure it's clear that this shaila was posher, that you're allowed to tear either side and put it in the bin like that. There's no issue with that on Shabbos. Okay, now we have to move on to something very geschmack.
And that is, I think if it's still clean, then you shouldn't.
No, it's not. You're going to be doing it, but derech kilkel. It's going to be derech kilkel. Alright, so I look over here, I've just gone to the shop, it's still cold, I've got over here some yogurts. Now these yogurts are geschmacka yogurts, and the big shayla that I want to ask you is that if on Shabbos you have, you've got a six pack, and you want to separate the two yogurts from the six, and then after the two from the six you want to separate one and make it into a single kos. Is there any issue with separating attached koses, attached cups which are attached together? Is there any issue with snapping them in half, cracking them in half? The shopkeeper just said, you know, what are you doing with all these yogurts? I said, I'm giving a shiur about snapping these, cracking these yogurts. He said, it's going to be a cracking shiur. Okay, that was just later night. So, the shaila is, what do you say to cracking these cups in half? And don't forget, to get hold of one cup, I've actually done it twice. Is there any issue with doing so on Shabbos?
Not.
It's interesting. Now, Anthony is m'machavim to the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, that's all. It's someone who you've seen Bechayav. And the Maisa is that Rav Falk and Rav Eliashev, they were noted to say the Pashtus of Mishnah Berurah. The Pashtus of Mishnah Berurah is that should be Melocha Min HaTorah of Makom V'Patish. Right? Can you believe it? Why? Because these cups were never made singularly. They were never made in a singular oifen. They were made as a six cups together. The first time one cup was ever available to you as a one cup was only after now that I just cracked it half a minute ago. I cracked it into one cup. Now it's made it better. It's made it more convenient. It's made it more geschmack. Yes, you can eat it without cracking it, but it's made it more geschmack. And making a cup more geschmack would l'chayre involve the malacha of makom v'patish. And the pashtas is that it's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Tov that says if you have two neirois or two candles stacked together and you snap it in half, says the Mishnah Berurah, that would involve a melacha of v'chein shnei kelim shehei mechuborim yachad b'tchilas asiyoson. When they made it, when they manufactured it, when they produced this, then it was together, k'gon shnei neirois oikosois, two cups together. Ein poischen oison l'shnayim. Shahuk Masakin Kaili, because you are Masakin a Kaili. It's an interesting thing. According to Rav Eliashev, according to Rav Falk Zatzal, to snap it in half and then again would involve two malachas of Makom V'Patish to get a hold of your cup. It's the first time that this cup is made in a singular oifen.
Makom V'Patish only once.
No. That's when you redo it. Okay, we'll have to discuss that. When you redo it, then there's a. So over here, it's interesting. Rabbi Yisrael, I just want to ask you, is that going to contradict a halacha that we spoke about regarding masks?
No.
Right? We're still in the sugi of masks, still. And we discussed the shayla on Shabbos. You have a fresh mask which has never been pinched. And you have over here at the top of the mask, you've got a strip, a metal strip, that you give it a pinch like this. You go, right? You give it a pinch like that, in order to give it a shape so that you shouldn't steam up your glasses and it should do a good job. And we cleared about it. Is there any problem of masaking kli? You're making it of makabe patish. Are you not finishing off a product? And we explained that no, it's not a problem because you're just fitting it to yourself. You're adjusting it to yourself. So let me ask you a question. Will that fit in? Does that fit in? If you say this is okay to pinch, we're saying it's okay to pinch the metal strip. Is it a stira to say that when it comes to the cups, it's makabe patish? Could we not say that it's in a way like sort of, you know, it's just a minor snap, it's a minor crack, it's a minor, it's just something maybe adjusting? The answer is obviously not. I can see Rabbi he knows it's not masking, that it's posher, there's a chilek. With the masks, it's an adjustment that you're doing. You're doing an adjustment to one and only item. Right, so that we can understand doesn't involve the problem of makabe patish. However, over here, you're not adjusting anything. You're literally creating a kois which has never been there before, and therefore, a lot of poskim, or Shabbos, many poskim, they write that these should be open before Shabbos to avoid the shaila. Why put yourself in the shaila? Let's open it. What's the tzad to allow it?
He says it's okay.
I can open the middle.
Now, Oibach held. Let's consider the cup even before you've snapped it. Well, the Chodokim and Rav Shlomo Zalman also agree with that. They just say the fact that you make it more practical is also considered makabe patish. So you have a machlokas. Again, I feel throughout Hilchos Shabbos, you know, when we speak about Zoreya and outside in the Gan Kotza, how many times can you involve yourself in a shayla? How many times do you put yourself in a grey area? Very few times. What, when you have a chair that when you sit down on it, then it's going to go in and you machab, and all these cases, they're not so common. I feel when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, the most common shayla, if a person's makbid on these nekudas, he's definitely brought his Hilchos Shabbos level, the level of Hilchos Shabbos, up a massive notch, because these are things which are negated the whole time, and many poskim are not happy with it.
If you ask the manufacturer, and they actually finish the item, they'll say to you, yes, 100%.
If someone's got a good kasha, if you ask the manufacturer, have you finished with it? Yes. They sell it to you very nice as a six pack. But let me ask you for the same question when it comes to a bottle of Coke, where we'll see a lot of poskim holders and malachim and atoyah to open the cap. Where there you can say they've delivered to you a fresh final product. I feel a hochi, most poskim will hold that to open the lid will be an issue, at least when it comes to the wines, right? To open the wine lid. So there you can say that there's still it's presented, it's a final product. However, we don't say that. Where you're creating a lid, or in this case, you're creating a cup, it'll be an issue on makabe patish. Just incidentally, just very quickly, if I give you this yogurt now, what bracha rishona will you make on this yogurt? You make a shahakon nebatore. Now you finish the yogurt, do you make a bracha achrona? Do you make bari nefashas rabbis, just like you'll make a bari nefashas
small?
You have a cup of Coke and you down it very quickly, so you make a bari nefashas. Would you make a bari nefashas on this, on one yogurt? Rabbi said, we've been having these yogurts year in, year out, yeah? I just want to know, do you make a bracha achrona? It's a good shayla, we discussed this once in the shir, and we explained, don't forget, the amount that is in here is in between, is more than a kazayis. That means if you were to treat it like a food item, you would make a bracha achrona, but it's less than a revius. When it comes to drinks, it needs to be that you're having a revius in order to make a bracha achrona. So when I ask you, is this considered a food item, in which case you should make a bracha achrona, or is it considered a drink item, in which case you shouldn't make a bracha achrona? This, Diane Krauss wrote a letter to the Stipler Zatzal, and the Stipler wrote back to him to Mechiach that this case, if it's not pourable, which I believe this is the case, not pourable, maybe the top a drop, but it's not really pourable, if it does come out, it'll come out as a blob, then it'll be considered like a food item. In which case, if it's a food item, you would, yes, make a bracha achrona on one of these, because it's more than 25 cc. So if you have one of these yogurts, you make a bracha chrenit, just agav, just benigeh to getting it right on Shabbos. It's good to open it before Shabbos, make a bracha rishona, and make a bracha achrona. And now this is what we're going to share now. This is the final question when it comes to yogurt, and this is a very geshmak in a kudah. Anyone of you like soya yogurts? Soya yogurts, you've seen any of these Alpro soya yogurts?
Yeah, very good.
This is a geshmak in noisa. The final shiloh on Hilchas Shabbos, you're very tempted to have this yogurt. What are you tempted to do? To open, tear the foil which is on top of the cup in order to eat the yogurt. I'm not going to do it because the maisa is quite chashuv and I'm flashing. The maisa is, can you open the foil on Shabbos?
Yeah, why not?
Why are you allowed to open the foil on Shabbos? You're tearing, I'm asking you, I was like, so you're tearing, yeah, but you're tearing constructively. We said, okay, very good. Let me just bring out the question. We said you can only tear on Shabbos to get to a food or drink item when you're tearing
destructive.
You're tearing the wrapper around the chocolate, the wrapper around the hashosa. However, when you're doing a constructive tearing, opening a box of matzahs, those sorts of things, we had it very difficult to be matzah. It's an issue. Okay? Let me ask you the question again. Let's just bring the question. Why is it mutter to open a yogurt? Well, you're doing a tearing, which is a tikkun. It's constructive tearing. You're doing a nice rip, and then you can eat it very, very geshmak. There's nothing destructive about that. So, Nachum Dovin mentioned that because the soft foil rests on a harder cup, therefore it won't be negea. Korea doesn't apply to soft and hard, like you have the foil over the coffee, and you have all those sorts of cases, there's no issue of Korea. But let me ask you, the poskim are not so definite about this shayla, because who told you that the cup is so hard? Understand when it comes to coffee jar, it's glass after all, it's not, you can't really tear it.
Not compared.
So exactly, the poskim say, I don't know, what is the gedder of hard and soft? We understand coffee is hard. We understand the bottle is hard, so if you take a stick off a bottle, it'll be okay. But if you take off something soft from something which is like a bit soft, in a way, if you look at the cup, I could really tear it. I could show you, I could tear it. Do you say compared to the lid? Do you say, it's not so clear. There's a, as far as a hin a hair. And therefore, because it's a matter of doubt in halacha, we need to come onto another tziruf. We're not so sure about this. Opening this on Shabbos based on the fact that the cup is something hard, not so geshmak. You can hear someone at the Shabbos table saying, no, I can rip it, it's not so hard. In which case, Korea would be negeah. And you're doing it Korea, derech tikkun. You have to add another clause, you have to add another explanation why it's mutar, another tziruf, another sniff, and whatever loshon you want to use, is that because when the factory stuck it down, a few days ago, they intended that it's very likely it will be opened within 7 days. With dairy yogurts, it's very common that within 7 days after the factory is clamping it down, it's common that it'll be used within 7 days. Doch, it's dairy, it's got a best end over here, it's not so far off, right? And therefore, since it's common that when a person goes to the shop and opens a dairy yogurt, it will be used within 7 days. Therefore, some places can hold that when the company stuck it on, it's not considered a tefira. In which case, because of such a short time, in which case, when you tear it, that tearing is not considered a tearing.
You could say the same with matzahs then. Matzahs also.
Now, when it comes to matzahs, it's very, because it's not dairy, you haven't got a lachatz to have it. Dairy, people's stomachs go haywire after a few weeks of you having something old. That's why the best before ends is very, very knit, very close, very short. Whereas with matzahs, it can last a few years. But when it comes to a dairy yogurt, it's not enough to say that you're pulling something soft from something hard, because it's debatable whether it's hard. You have to add to the fact that there's another tziruf over here, that perhaps the tefira wasn't a tefira. Maybe when they clamped it down a few days ago, it wasn't considered a proper clamping. How many days ago did they get it? How long ago do you think they get it from the company? How long ago? Let's say you get a new delivery. You get a new delivery on Tuesday.
Weeks.
It takes some time.
What's the sell-by date on it?
Sell-by date is 11-10.
And that's already moved.
It's already now. It doesn't have to be when it doesn't have to be.
So you've already got 11 days.
It doesn't matter. This 7 days is as a likelihood.
11 days is at least a week.
Yeah, but it's okay since it's very common. So now the person mentioned it's common. Some posing hold that if it's a common, again, these 7 days only the Khumrah. Here, we want to use it as a kula, as a just a tirith. A boy side, the reason why.
Intention doesn't matter.
Sorry?
Like, did we not say before something like intention doesn't matter? It's how long it's meant to be there for.
Right, but then.
Because
over here, we're not relying specifically or just on this shitter. We've got the other smorah as well that perhaps this is considered a hard item. Therefore, we can already have more leeway when it comes to the 7 days. It's a tirif, right? So we're not relying totally on this, because otherwise we'll be stuck on this, the 7 days business. However, but since it's common that people use it, don't forget, when I buy it, I usually consume it very quickly within the week. That when it comes to Alpro's yogurts, where you haven't got the svara that it's common to be consumed within 7 days, you can't say the same claim as dairy. Dairy, a lot of people feel balachats to have it. They see in the fridge, they're going to make sure the kids have it as soon as possible. They're not going to hang around, otherwise it runs out of date. Over here, the out of date is February 21. Is that a year? Where are we up to? Where's that?
3 months.
3 months, okay. It must have been on the shelf already 6 months. It must have been on the shelf already a good few months. Okay, so you've got over here, again, the shine over here, you're going to have to make sure you separate them before Shabbos. So I'm doing it already. The Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, right? I'm doing it now already for Shabbos.
Yeah?
However, the problem is you can't eat them on Shabbos, because how are you supposed to open it on Shabbos? If you're going to tear it, what are you going to say? How are you allowed to tear this on Shabbos constructively? Where you're based on the svara that this is hard, but it's not so geshmak of that. So what are you going to say? You've got another svara that's consumed within 7 days. But that's only true when it comes to the dairy yogurts. But there we just about, I can see the only one happy with that, just about got away with the common being common. However, when it comes to soya yogurt, the person were not happy to open it in a constructive manner, to open it nicely. Rather, what would you have to do? Take a knife and make a bit of a mess out of it. Make sure you the caramel over here. Make sure you avoid the caramel over there. And you make sure to open it in a destructive way. The idea is that why are you allowed to open it normally? Let's begin with a question. Let's just end off with a question that we began with. Why can you open yogurt in a normal way? L'chayr, you're tearing constructively. Yeah. So, Adam Nachmanov has mentioned the svara that perhaps the cup is hard, but it's not so geshmat. The person will not have a doubt about that. So, but tirif, if it's commonly sometimes used, it's enough, it's sometimes used within 7 days, that would be okay. The person is more happy to open this on Shabbos than to open the soy yogurt where it can sit for months on end on the shelves without any issue with that. Let's just recap again. There's no issue with tearing the pull-up on Shabbos. We said that over here, when it comes to snapping the yogurts, is an issue on Shabbos. And to tear it in a normal way would be okay with the dairy yogurts, because you have a second syrup that is commonly used within 7 days. Whereas when it comes to the soya yogurt, you haven't got the second syrup, and therefore you'd have to make sure to tear it in a destructive manner.
What do you say about ketchup and honey?
Lift it off, take the thing off,
put it on. So there, it doesn't look good. No, I feel like it. No, more of it was made. I thought it was never an issue.